Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track. How we do it, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's see it. Let's do it. Let's see it. Let's do it. Let's taste it. Let's smell it. Let's hear it. Come on. Just like I am. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. And the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right, and I will definitely put you on the show. Right now it's 71 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 89. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 87. Thursday, possible thunderstorms, high 83. Friday, thunderstorms, 84. Saturday thunderstorms, Sunday thunderstorms, Monday, Tuesday thunderstorms, all in, and we're in the mid to upper 80s. Not bad, not bad. I tell you, this is definitely, you know, where you'd like to be in the ATL this time of year. I mean, the weather is just perfect. Okay, 71 right now, and we're looking at 89 degrees today, and that's your weather. Now, today's word of the day is diminution. D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-O-N. Diminution is a noun, and it means the act, process, or an instance of becoming gradually less. The act, process, or an instance of becoming gradually less, as in size or importance. The act, process, or an instance of diminishing or a decrease. So, you know, diminution could be used like, you know, your bank account starts to be as a diminution just after your paycheck comes in. So your paycheck comes in and then your account starts to diminish as the bills suck away all your money. As your bills suck away all your money. So that's the word of the day. You guys can take it and use it as you see fit. Okay? And that works for me. All right, now today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say something. If you guys are not into the stock market, which, you know, you're probably not. You're probably invested in the stock market through your 401k or some type of retirement plan that you have at work. Those are all tied into the stock market. Okay? But, you know, I'm always looking at things that could, you know, make money. And I've done some things that worked out. I've done some things that didn't work out. I've invested in some things that worked out. I've invested in some things that didn't work out. You know, that's part of it. Part of it. You know, you get into something and it doesn't work out, you try something else. Or you get into something that works out, you grab a hold of it and you don't let go, you know, until it's time to let go, right? That's how a lot of people became millionaires and billionaires today. Okay, so what I'm getting at is that I did a show a while back talking about the stock market, talking about getting involved in the stock market and the who are gonna be the next millionaires through this. Okay, and that is the people who are into the marijuana or weed stocks, cannabis as they call it. There are probably 30 companies that I know of that are right now into harvesting and selling cannabis or marijuana or weed. Okay, I'm gonna say cannabis. That sounds kind of technical, right? So I'm gonna say cannabis. Cannabis is weed. All right, now there are so many people that need it and use it for medical reasons. They call it medical marijuana. Okay, that's just about legal in every state in the United States right now. So think about this. How many weed farms are in Georgia? Okay, how many weed farms are in Georgia that you know of, that you maybe think off the top of your head, how many weed farms do you know in Georgia? You know, we got onions and corn. You know, you ride down the You ride down south, you'll see all these cornfields and, you know, all kind of trees and pecans and all this different stuff. But I guess you wouldn't know it, but who's got a weed farm? Okay, so Georgia has not legalized medical marijuana. They have not legalized recreational marijuana. Until we get deal out of office, which is coming up in the next year or so, until we get Deal out of office, it's not going to happen. Okay, once we get Deal out of office, then I think it's gonna pass in Georgia, and Georgia's going to be one of the many states that have legal marijuana for recreational use and for medical use. Now, think about it. Okay, think about this. If you own stock in a company right now, which these stocks are just pennies. I'm throwing you guys some nuggets now. These stocks are just penny stocks. You're talking about some stocks are even 3, 15, 13 cents a share. You can buy as many shares as you want. Okay? Now, some are $1.80, something like that. I have one right now, a company right now. I paid 11 cents per share from this company. And I bought 200 shares. Okay? And 11 cents a share. I bought 200 shares. And right now, their stock price is $1.89. $1.89. Right now. So I'm going to tell you guys. And some of the companies I've invested in are growing as well. And they go up and down every day. But think about it, you know, 10 years from now, I'll be 63 years old. And 10 years from now, where will the weed stock market be in 10 years? I'm 63. I'll be 63 years old in 10 years. In 10 years, this thing could be astronomical. Because just about all the states in the United States will be legal, have legal marijuana then. There were 18 to 20 states that just legalized it when we voted for the president. They were on the ballot for legal marijuana in their state. And each state that had it passed it. Okay? So you guys think about it. If it's only, let's say, 20 states right now, California, all these Nevada, what's this state? Colorado, these places that have legalized marijuana. Colorado last year, I think, I forgot how many millions of dollars it brought to the state last year. Something ridiculous like $500 million in tax revenues for the state. Now, don't you think these other states are going to start jumping on board? I mean, Colorado's crime rate has gone down. I mean, it's just all kinds of stuff that they say is connected with legalizing marijuana. So, I tell you guys, right now, you need to get on board right now. Right now. I mean, you know, a couple of hundred dollars and you invested into 15 companies that's in the medical marijuana field or recreational marijuana field, and you just put it there and just let it go. Okay? And that's what I'm doing. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying that's you. Look into it and handle it for yourself, but look into it and see if you think it's going to be lucrative. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's my nugget for today, right? That's my nugget to you guys for today. Now, today's episode is entitled, What are some things that you should not say or do on a first date? What are some things you should not say or do on a first date? And I want to discuss some of these things because I work with a few younger people. I work with a few older people. Yada yada. It's a great mix of people. And a lot of the younger guys ask me, Frank, you know, say you take a girl out and this y'all's first date. Where do you take her to eat? I'm like, that's up to you. But you know, you want to go to somewhere. You know, I work with some country guys. If you want to drive to Atlanta and take her to an expensive restaurant, Bones or Chops or something like that, hey, do it. If you got that money, you trying to impress. But I think that should be a stop sign right there. Okay? Because the date may not go well. And then you spend $150 for y'all to go eat at one of these expensive restaurants. Everyone talks about coming to Atlanta and going to some restaurant. What's a good restaurant in Atlanta, Frank? Well, it's about 1,000 of them. You know, so that's not, I think that's impressive to some women. But I think at the same time, some women are looking to talk to you and get into you and see what your ideas are. But some things that you should not say on a first date. Say you guys sitting down and maybe you're having a little cocktail or whatever you're drinking. Maybe you're just drinking water and iced tea or something, and you got an appetizer on the way, and you talking. But you know, I don't think that you should ask a young lady, you know, things like if you think I can get a good kiss from you when we get back to your place to drop you off. Do you think I can come in and we can talk some more when we get back? Well, talk right there. You don't need to. When you get back to her place, you don't need to ask her to come in. You don't need to ask her at dinner if you can come in when y'all get back to her place. Okay? If she wants you to come in, she'll invite you in. Don't say it. You with me? Don't say it. Just, you know, wait for her to ask you. Okay? And you know, that was, don't ask your date, you know, about sex. That's a no-no. Why are you asking her about sex on your first date? Although, you know, a lot of people say, hey, let's go on and say this, let's get it out the way. Well, and then they say, you know, well, a lot of people, a lot of women want to sleep with the guy on the first date. Well, maybe that's true. But that's not something that you should say on your first date. You know, if I'm talking to the guys, if something's gonna happen as far as sex goes, she'll initiate it, or you want her to initiate it, or let her initiate it. Now, once she initiates it, then you go for what you know. But let her initiate any kind of sex, any kind of touching, any of that stuff. Let her initiate that. Because, you know, you don't want to turn her off. You want it to be a great date, okay? And I know I know these younger guys are listening. They wanted me to talk about. And so, you know, you don't want to initiate that. Okay, let her initiate that. And then, you know, you flip it on the other side, and the young lady will say, well, I'm not the one to have sex on the first date, because now you're going to think of me as a jump off or somebody that does this all the time. Now, if she go on a first date, if she go on a first date with me and we have sex after the date, how many other times has she gone on dates, first dates, and had sex with another guy? Okay, so, you know, that's a taboo. That'll shut her down, talking about sex. You don't ask, you should not ask her, you know, or you should not tell her, hey, you know, I believe you're going to be the one. I believe you're the one for me. We need to get together more often, asking for a second date already. That's a turnoff. That's something you shouldn't do. Now, asking for a second date, you should ask for a second date once you end the first date, once you get her back to her place or whatever, however you guys got together, once you get her back to her place, then ask her for a second date. When can I see you again? You know, I really had a great time with you, and things went well, I think. So can we get together again? Now the ball's in her court. This the way you have to nurture a relationship in the beginning. I mean, I know you guys wanna, you know, you see a good looking girl and she's, you know, she responds to your initial, playbook thing, kind of thing, you know, I don't know what to call it, but, you know, your initial contact, she responds to your initial contact, and she say, I don't mind going out on a date, I don't mind going to get something to eat, that'll be cool with me, and then you set that up, and you get out on the first date. But don't ask about sex on the first date. Don't talk about her being the one for you on a first date. Don't talk about your ex on a first date. That's another taboo. Never talk about your former relationships on a date with a new girl. She doesn't want to hear about other women that you've been with, or your ex-wife, or your ex-girlfriend that you've been dealing with over the last 12 years. She don't want to hear about that. You know? So, don't do that, guys. Hey, guys, I have a very important call I'm getting ready to take. I'll be right back, I promise.
Going through, you gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I wanna thank you for all the love, the secret lies that are in our minds. The love.
Hey guys, sorry about that. That was an important security call that I received. Got somebody coming tomorrow about my security system. But anyway, where were we? We were talking about, I forget, things not to say on the first date, sex. Oh, your ex. Don't talk about your ex on a first date. I'd say 110% for sure that your new girl that you're trying to get close to does not want to hear about your ex. Okay, I had one guy say, "Well, when you know, I'll do that. I'll talk about my ex if the date not going well. You know, I'll even put a picture out there and show her a picture of my ex if the date not going well, so I can get out of this thing and get on with my life." But you know, I guess you could do that if the date not going well. Throw that out there, push your way, whatever. You could do that, but that's exactly what that does. If you're talking about your ex, or you even share a picture or something about your ex, then that's what that will do. That will drive her to the corner and put up her shield. So don't do that. You know, and again, if you're not digging her on this first date, then talk about your ex, talk about all kind of stuff if you want to get out of this thing. But if you're digging her and she's digging you, don't talk about your ex. Don't talk about your ex-girlfriends, ex-wife, none of that. Don't talk about it. Okay? And I believe that you'll have a successful first date if you don't do that. Just those few things. If you don't do those few things, I think you'll have a successful first date. I mean, you know, think about it. You guys go to a restaurant, and let's say have a nice little meal, nothing expensive, something kind of medium, and have a nice little meal. And I think a nice Mexican restaurant would be nice on a first date. A nice Mexican restaurant would be great on a first date. Okay, and you can find out right there. You know, you say right in the beginning, if she's when they come and ask you, what do you want to drink? You'll find it right off. You let her lead you. She'll say, I'd like a frozen margarita. Yes, bring us two frozen margaritas. Okay, so and that's a great start. And as you sit and talk and this and that, and you guys have a great time, I believe, you know, like even on the way home, say you have a flat tire or something on the way home, and I hope not, but if you have a flat tire or something like that on the way home, and you got to pull over and you got to change the tire or whatever, if you had a great first date, she'll get out. She'll hold a light for you. She'll she'll coach you. She'll pull some napkins that she took from the restaurant out and wipe the sweat off your forehead, all kinds of stuff. Because y'all had a good first date. Because you didn't talk about sex with her. You didn't talk about your ex-wife or your ex with her. Okay? And so, things like that, little things like that, helps you to have a great first date. Okay? Those are the things that I think that you should not say on a first date. Now, if you have some other things, call in 818-301-5834. Call in or you're already up on the show. Go ahead and press the number one on your keypad and tell me what are some things that you should not say or do on a first date. And as far as things you shouldn't do, I don't think you should try to garner a kiss from her at the end of the date. I don't think so. I think you'll be okay by initiating a hug from her at the end of the date. I think you'll be okay with that. But I don't think initiating a hug with a kiss is appropriate. Unless that's, let her lead you that away. Yeah, I know, because I've done it before, you know, long, 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 long time ago. I said, you know, had my wife on the first date and, you know, didn't get a kiss, dropped her off at home. I'm headed home. I'm kicking myself. Dang, man, you didn't even get a kiss. You didn't even get a hug. I'm kicking myself because I didn't initiate it. But we're married today because I didn't initiate it. Y'all with me? I didn't push like that. And I'm just giving you guys me. Somebody else might say that you know, someone else who would do this type of show would say, might say, you know, grab that girl by the hair, or grab that girl by the back of her head and give her a big, long kiss. Nah, I don't think so. That's just me. That may work for them. Or it may have worked for them. But that didn't work for me. Or that's not how I approached it. I did ask for another date. Okay? So keep that, you know, keep that dating door open by, you know, when you get her home, get her to, you know, home or whatever, then go ahead. Yeah, ask her for another date. If it was a good date. All right. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have in the show today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Take care of yourselves. I had a great audience today. I appreciate that, you guys. This is only my second day back on the air. I've been down for a while. Like I said, I'm trying to get some things done, some work done at the house. So been down for a while, but I'm back up and running now. Okay. We had a great show yesterday. I had a great audience today. I appreciate you guys. And I thank you guys for everything. Take care of yourselves. Have a great day. And I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out.
Yeah.
Take it to the bridge, y'all. This'll get you.
91, not stepping.
blood pumping right. Run it down, Mary. Tell them what's happening with you. That way it goes. Come on.
Stop.